Hi.
That was so awkward. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast.
Hey guys. Anyways. Hi. My name is Kate.
And I'm Beige.
And welcome to our podcast about deep diving.
Yeah.
Currently unnamed, but that's okay.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. So we've come back from a very sad Snapchat audience who would not rate our podcast setup, which includes a headphone splitter that I ordered on Amazon Prime last night, came today, and two plug-in microphones because we bougie.
We bougie. The audio is actually pretty. Imagine I say that and then we like export the audio. It's actually so garbage. And we're like, yeah.
Anyways, so, you know, as I said before, we're a deep dive a little bit because you probably don't want to hear about our lives. We're pretty boring. We're two art kids who have too much on our plates.
Yep, so we like to not think about school by talking about shit and distracting ourselves and procrastinating.
So we thought we'd record it for you because sometimes it's pretty damn funny.
Yep. So today's topic is Halloween.
Halloween, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We're not trick-or-treating. Because we're old.
Too old. Even though I'm a 20-year-old. About to have a... Wait, I'm 19, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm turning 20.
Yes.
I'm turning 20, about to have a Cars-themed birthday party.
But we're too old for trick-or-treating.
Too old for trick-or-treating.
Never too old for Cars 3.
Oh, never too old.
Never.
Anyway, so tomorrow's Halloween, and we both obviously don't have costumes because we didn't realize it would sneak up this fast.
Yeah, I never... the last couple of years, I've just been... Not like I'd be like, yeah, Halloween, I can't wait, I have so many ideas, and then like it's always the next day and I'm like, oh shit, it's tomorrow.
Last year I classed till 10 p.m. so I was just like, well, I guess all the kids are in bed, never mind.
We're gonna go see the Del Toro exhibit.
Oh shit, yeah,
so hopefully that's fun.
That's an argument we've been having for a couple days, how to pronounce his name, his first name.
Geronimo.
Geronimo Del Toro.
Yeah.
We've gone through like Guillermo, and then I'm pretty sure it's Guillermo, because he's Spanish, isn't he?
I don't know. I just know he's a man, and he's a monster fucker,
like you.
Yeah. Did you hear? Okay, so he was talking about like The Shape of Water when he was like planning it. He's like, yeah, like I watched like whatever. He was watching some like old movie, and he's like, yeah, like. Oh, I can't. He's so sexy. Like some about some swamp man. He's like, yeah, he's just like so sexy. Like, I kind of hope that like him and like the main lead or whatever get together. Like, obviously I'm paraphrasing. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But like, basically he called swamp monster sexy, and that was like the premise for this movie. Is he's just like, yeah, like a really sexy like monster. You know what I mean? Like, let's just make the monster sexy. And I was just like,
so he had the hots for Shrek, pretty much.
No. Okay, nobody has the hots for Shrek. Just you. You're the only one.
I do not. I'm too gay for that.
Listen, you. I know you have a crush on Shrek because you watch him spin in the microwave. You put the mug with Shrek. We have a Shrek mug. Well, it's Kate's, and it has Shrek's face on it. And she will just put him in the microwave to watch him spin around. Like maybe there's not even liquid in there. I don't even know, but she'll just put him in and watch him spin around in the microwave and just for a good maybe like 2 or 3 minutes, and she like wants everybody to see it and she thinks it's hilarious, and that's, you know, like you'd only do that if it was your crush, you know what I mean?
Excuse me,
like you have an interest in him.
Yes, I have an interest in the green swamp monster, of course I do. Like, no, it's like the peak of comedy, okay?
It really isn't.
Okay, then why have, like, all those people made those, like, Shrek videos? You know, the ones where they, like, animate him all weirdly? Like, Shrek is love, Shrek is life, okay?
Okay, but that's, like, someone took the time and they, like, wrote out what they were gonna do, and it's, like, it's, like, its own brand of comedy, like, that creepy, like, messed up 3D animation.
Okay.
But you're just... by yourself, like, watching
you were
Shrek.
In the kitchen with me.
I know, because you wanted to show me. And you're like, isn't this the best thing ever?
Whatever.
The answer is no.
Anyways, talking about microwaves. Yeah, wow. When we said we were going to deep dive.
And we just talked about Shrek.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of microwaves, we just got a new microwave. Kind of exciting.
It's old.
It's really old.
But it heats up your food, like... That's real radiation. Yeah. Right there. That's some strong shit.
It was my cousin's university microwave, and she's been out of university for 10 years. So that just says something.
At least he's yellow. Like, he's like, it looks so homely. Yeah. It's not just like one of those new age, like, expensive microwaves. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just looks like it's well loved. It doesn't, like, you know, it just makes our kitchen homely.
I remember when I was younger, my mom would tell me when my food was heating up not to stand in front of the microwave.
Oh, because you get the radiation?
But I'm just like, the only fucking way you're going to get radiation is when one of those bombs explodes. Like, okay.
Oh my God. Or the sun. Or, like, sitting on top of those electrical boxes outside.
And this is why I'm not a science major.
Yeah. Me neither. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of weird to think because, like, people are, like, I always heard that, too, growing up. Like, don't stand in front of the microwave. Because, like, but then people, like, they purposely invented, like, that mesh that's so on the microwave window thing.
Yeah.
Which blocks the way. But I don't even, okay, first of all, I'm just dumb. I guess I don't know, like, how that works. Like, I don't get how that pattern or that material.
But if it's mesh, then how does it block it? Because, I mean, it's got little holes to go through. Doom, doom, here comes the radiation!
But also, like, if you put a fly... Don't burp. If you put a fly in the microwave, it won't die. Because the microwaves are too big.
That's not
fair. To cook the fly. Or, like, same with ants. If ants are in the microwave, they're too small. The waves are bigger than the ants are. You know what I mean? Like, they won't cook. Because... Are you Googling my statistics?
Of fucking course I am.
Yeah, you can't, flies can't die, because...
Yeah, flies can't die.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That reminds me of that story where the lady, like, when microwaves first came out, the lady, like, put her dog in the microwave, because she gave him a bath. She's like, I'll warm him up in the microwave. Like, this is, like, oh, man.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Okay, so, here in Toronto, we had a ice storm in 2013, which literally knocked out, like, more than half the city's power.
It was, like, 283,000, I think it was.
It was ridiculous. Anyways, these people thought it was a good idea to bring their barbecues inside their house. And, like, a bunch of these people died from, like, carbon monoxide poisoning. And I'm just like, because you brought your barbecue into a closed space.
People don't even understand how carbon monoxide works. Like, they don't have... I mean, I'm pretty sure it's code now that you have to have a detector. Yeah. But people don't understand, like...
It's invisible, but it's gonna kill you.
You can't smell it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're doing things now where they purposely put a smell.
They should.
So you can smell it, because people don't care. Like they don't check the batteries.
You know, as a gas leak, it just smells like rotten eggs. Remember, in elementary school, we got passed around these, like, pieces of paper with an egg on it with a face, and it's like, smell this. This is what gas smells like. Smell like a rotten egg. Did not enjoy. But then, like, we'd smell it once while, and we're like, oh, guess there's another gas leak.
Yeah, because, like, natural gas doesn't have a smell. Like, that's what I'm always told, but then, like, what's it called? That's me beatboxing, how dare you. Like, what's something that smells like eggs? Sulfur like eggs.
Yeah.
Isn't that a natural gas?
Yeah, it's natural. Can't you drink? No, you can't.
Can't you drink sulfur? Yeah, excuse me, can I have some? I want a shot of sulfur and a shot of mercury. I'm ready to die.
Hello. Some beryllium. Is that a thing on the elemental table?
I don't know, man.
It's not the elemental table. What the fuck am I saying? It's a periodic table.
Yeah.
I didn't pass chemistry, okay?
Yeah. I don't know. Beryllium? Is that what you said?
I was watching an interview with Jim Parsons the other day, the guy who's Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory. Don't enjoy the show.
Which guy's that?
Sheldon.
Oh, is he the one who's, like, looks like a baby?
Yeah.
But he's, like, an old man?
Yeah. Anyway, so I was watching, like, an episode of that, and he, like, okay, he knows nothing about science or anything.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying the only thing he remembered from filming The Big Bang Theory was, like, the periodic table song.
Like, he actually remembers
the song? Because he had to memorize it for one of his lines.
That's ridiculous. I would quit, like, on the spot. You gotta know this whole song. Like, I'm done. Sorry.
Yeah. There's that other lady. What's her name? Mayim Bialik. She's an actual neuroscientist.
The blonde girl?
Yeah, like, she's a PhD in neuroscience.
Oh,
no, not the blonde girl. No, that's Penny.
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I just... my mom likes it, okay? All right. It's Sheldon's girlfriend, anyway. She's an actual neuroscientist.
Oh, the girl who's, like, the brunette, and she has, like, a skinny face?
Yeah.
Does that mean to say someone has a skinny face?
No, I mean, I have a fat face, so.
My face is just, it's there. Nobody wants to see it, but it's here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I feel like, imagine, like, they just cast people, like, you know how people just, like, okay, say there's a movie and it's about, like, whatever, like, a nuclear power plant or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine instead of, like, getting actors, they just cast, like,
plant workers.
Or, like, say, but you couldn't do that for, like, things like a superhero movie. Like, you have to cast real superheroes. But imagine that's how the world works. Like,
let's cast real super. You know who the superheroes of the year are? The TTC workers. Those people go through so much every day.
Yeah.
Because their system is, pardon my language, shit.
But we won transit system of the year.
I don't know. I literally don't know how.
It's a joke. Every time I see it, I laugh so hard. Our transit system, we can't go 1 week without having a delay or a fire or something. It's pretty ridiculous.
For those of you who don't live in Toronto, the TTC is the Toronto Transit Commission, and they run streetcars, which are above-ground train things that are on tracks. They have buses, and they have underground subways, so I guess in London that's, like, the tube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a streetcar, I guess, if you're in the States, is a trolley, they call it?
Yeah. It's, like, the thing in San Francisco that climbs the hill.
Don't they call them trolleys?
I don't know. It's also in that Mario Kart level. I forget what it's called.
The one with the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Those things.
Yeah. Anyways.
You play Mario Kart, you know what's up.
Anyways, the streetcars are the most useless things on planet Earth. We're talking, like, if something happens to the streetcar or something happens on the tracks of the streetcar, it ain't going anywhere.
And it backs up all the other streetcars, and you're literally, like, there must have been some kind of delay before I got on the streetcar today, because I was walking up the street, like, the main street where the streetcars are, and I saw three pass. And I was like, no way, like, that's it. I'm going to have to wait for another 20 minutes to get on one because, like, they're erratic. So I walk up to, like, the, like, waiting booth area, and there's, like, a timetable where it tells you, like, oh, in the next 2 minutes one will come or whatever. And I was like, it's going to be 20 minutes or, like, 40 minutes for the next couple ones to come. But it was literally, like, 1 minute, and another one is 2 minutes away. And, like, sure enough, they're, like, pulling over the hill, and I'm like, there had to have been some delay, like, a while ago, like, for all of these to be backed up and coming at the same time, and I'm like, I'm just happy I wasn't there.
They literally look like little bugs. Like, honest to God, they look like little bugs roam the streets. It's disgusting.
I mean, I hate being on them, because they smell weird, and there's always weird people on the TTC, but, like, they really fit Toronto's aesthetic. Like, the newer ones, it's not, they're, like, kind of, first of all, they're designed horribly.
Yep.
But they're, like, they're so out of place. Like, they don't feel like they fit the city. But the old ones, like, I hate being on them, but they really are part of Toronto's aesthetic. Like,
they look cute.
They do look cute. But the thing is, like,
honey, they cute. They a snack.
You a snack. Go up to every street driver.
Ooh, you a snack.
I hate that. Who invented that?
No, I saw it on Elijah and Christine's video.
Oh,
they were calling, like, their friend Lena a snack or something. And Jenna. Jenna and Julia.
Oh, yeah, that's where I saw it.
You a snack.
I want to be a snack. But I'd be, like, a snack that's really bad for you.
What snack would you be, like, if you choose one?
Shit, I don't know. You go first, because I'm thinking.
I feel like I'd be a Cheeto. Like, honest to God, I've been talking about Cheetos for, like, the past, like, month, probably.
You have. Oh, my gosh, she keeps talking about, like, imagine if Cheetos were so big you could sit on them and eat them at the same time. And I was like, no one's ever wanted that except for you, like, in the existence of the world. No one's been like, I want a Cheeto so big I can sit on it and eat it.
Who wouldn't want that?
Me. I don't want to eat, like, it what if I put my butt on it.
No, but, like, what if you just had a Cheeto that was big enough that you could sit on it, but you just eat it and you don't sit on it? Like a pool noodle.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
Because you wouldn't eat a pool noodle, but you'd sit on it. So what if you had a Cheeto the size of a pool noodle... But you just ate it.
You make a big mess.
Excuse me, I am a big mess, so it's fine.
I know, but just think about all the powder. Like, you have to eat it outside in, like, a public park. Because there's no way you're going to eat it in your own house.
It's like a candy cane. You, like, only roll down the part that you're eating.
I know, but if it was as big as a pool noodle, like, how are you going to That's like a stripper pole. Like, you just take it with
Let
you.
Me strip on a fucking Cheeto then. Okay, okay.
And then dust all over you. And then, like, you pose and there's a fan blowing and it just blows in the wind all the dust.
It blows my Cheeto dust off me. But yeah, I don't know. I'd be a Cheeto. I ate, like, half a bag of the big bags the other day. And I've never been happier.
Man, I don't know what I'd be. I feel like, I can't say, like, I'd be, I know I'd be, like, an unhealthy snack. But I can't say I'd be, like, I don't know. Maybe fruit gummies. Like, the Welch's fruit gummies.
I mean,
because there's like not a lot, you know what I mean? There's not a lot going on there.
I mean, there is. It's got so many different flavors. You'd be like, you'd be the great Welch's gummies.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah.
But they're like, you eat them and you're like, that's pretty good. But then like, that's it. That's all you get because they're so small. There's just like not a lot going on.
I mean, Cheetos just dissolve in your mouth.
I know,
like,
but they're like.
They're empty calories.
I know, but they're like satisfying and you get them in a bag, like a big bag. Okay, you know what I mean? And there's like so many different kinds. There's like the big fluffy ones. Yeah, and then there's like
crunchy.
The crunchy ones and the spicy ones, like Flaming Hot.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm
but,
like a different person around everyone.
But like a Welch's fruit gummy is just specifically the great one. That's like, that's all you get.
You know what's delicious? And I don't give kudos to enough. The Humpty Dumpty knockoff Cheetos.
I don't remember ever eating those. I know I must have at some point.
They're like, they literally feel like styrofoam. But for some reason, it's great.
No, but that's the whole satisfying part of eating. Like, do you ever just put a Cheeto in your mouth and just
stale Cheetos?
Just deflate it, like, in your mouth?
Yeah, stale Cheetos.
Yeah.
Stale Cheetos are the best Cheetos. And if everyone wants to argue about me on that, then meet me at 1654 Big Boy Street.
And get ready to get curbs.
Kudos to Jenna Marbles for giving me that joke because I'm not funny enough for it.
You stole it. You're a thief.
I'm a thief.
You're a thief.
Can I just copy and paste everything?
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh
boy.
No. Oh,
I did a group project today. And, okay, I'm not going to go into detail because, like, I feel like that's a bit rude.
It's messy.
But let's just say one of the texts was, is it okay if I copy and paste this from the website and put it on my page? My friend was like, no, that's plagiarism. Like, and she's like, oh, okay.
Like, she didn't know.
It's
like, she just didn't know that it was acceptable. Like, you're not taught
not
that.
Not a big
like,
deal at all. Not like it's worth 25% of our grade or anything.
Not like you're... That's, like, first day of every single class, they read out the syllabus, and the first thing they are like, plagiarism. Don't
do it.
Like, if you have to hear it for each of your courses, like, five courses, like, the first couple of days of school, like... And then you hear it for the rest of, like, your school career, you know, you think you'd get it in your head that you can't just copy and paste people's crap. But that reminds me, speaking of stealing, I had a dream.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're telling
me about this. So there's this girl who's in my art class, and she's really nice. And I've been doing finals, and she's really liked them, so she's asked me to take photos before I hand them in. And I'm like, oh, sure, like, you can take photos. But, like, it's not that I'm, like, I don't want to, dude, it sounds so vain to think that someone would, like, steal or copy your art.
I mean, somebody did steal your art in, like, grade 11, didn't they?
I know, but, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to be that person who's, like, oh, like, my art's good enough to, like, I don't know, I've just kind of always, like, been scared of that, especially after, like, high school, that whole incident of that happening before, but, like, I don't know, like, I had a dream that, like, my friend found her Instagram account, it was just my drawings, and, like, other people's drawings just, like, redone, like, just kind of, like, worse, and, like, almost the exact same, just, like, slight changes, and it, like, I was so upset, like, that somebody would do that, and I would look, and it, like, she'd have a comment about it, and people would be like, wow, like, this is so good, like, this is amazing, and it would have so many likes and so many comments, and I'm like, my work gets, like, no recognition, it's not even, like, credited or anything for, like, inspiration. I was just like, oh, that's upsetting, and then I woke up, and I, like, literally for a few seconds, I thought it was real, and I was just, like, genuinely upset. So, yeah, don't steal people's art.
No. Yeah. So yeah, we're both in art school. It's something. I am doing a photography project right now, and yesterday, Amazon primed like 5 boxes of cereal for a project.
We got Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Nesquik,
Reese's
Puffs,
Vanilla Rice Krispies.
Did you get the French Toast Crunch?
I don't remember. Maybe it was a big box.
Yeah. Amazon had to call her.
Yeah, they called me like 6 times. I was just like sitting up here listening to music, having a good day, and they're like, we got your box. And I'm like, I feel so excited.
Kate can't hear anything from her room, especially if she's listening to music. Like one time I was throwing up in the bathroom and Kate was listening to Fall Out Boy, and she was just like, that's just part of the song. Like, Fall Out Boy, just, like, they're doing some new stuff. Like,
it was the Phoenix, and they've got, like, a bum, 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 you know?
Yeah.
The really like her. Anyways, and, or was it the Phoenix? I don't know, something. But I was like, yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. Vomit noises. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just Pete Wentz trying to scream, and he's too old, so he can't do it anymore. And he can.
There's, he can. Speaking of just, like, screaming in songs, there's this, okay, sorry, I don't want to bring up K-pop on this podcast, but,
Shouts out to Claire Abbott.
K-pop queen. But there's, like, a song by this group, Miss A. It's Miss A. I don't even know. I don't listen to K-pop.
At Claire Fact Check this after.
But they have a song that came out, like, a while ago when they still had all their members. And, like, in the background, if you listen closely, there's just a man, like, making screaming sounds.
Did they tell you that man was me?
Oh, yeah, it would be you. Yeah. Sounds exactly like you. Like, literally, he's just in the background. Like, every few, like, beats, like, there he is screaming. And I'm like, who put that in? Who was like, you know what this song needs? A man
screaming.
Like, it reminds me of every, like, I can't listen to that song and be on public transit because I always feel like there's a crazy person, like, on the bus with me. Like, because that shit always happens. Like, today there was a man, like, screaming. He was just, like, swearing at, like, the air. And I was just like, I just want to go to the station without any, like, incident, you know? But can't be helped.
Yeah, if you've never been to Toronto, it's like, what I guess Canada's literally known for. Like,
nobody knows anything.
If you ask, you know, someone from America, someone from, like, the UK, someone from, like, Italy or something, you're just like, what's Canada? They're like, Toronto.
People think it's the capital.
Yeah, it's not Ottawa. It's, is.
Yeah, Ottawa kind of sucks.
It's literally the biggest city in Canada, though. Like,
is
Toronto?
It? Yeah, most popular, highest populous. Yeah. But Calgary is the biggest city in terms of
size
because everything's just so far apart from each
Calgary
other.
Calgary is really spread out. I was there this summer, and, like, I didn't see much because I was off to Banff the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, damn, that city's big.
Yeah, like, it's so far. Like, everything's so far. Like, all the neighborhoods are far away, and, like, the downtown core is, like, so separated from everything else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it just feels like, it doesn't even feel like one whole city.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Calgary's fun. I don't know.
I literally was only there for a few hours, and while I was there, I just napped because I was waiting for a connecting flight.
Ooh, fun stuff. I didn't even go to the airport. I was taking buses the entire time.
Yikes.
That was fun. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. That's the word of the month.
Yeah, okay. Every month we've been doing words. Oh, man, I have to choose a new one this month.
We had one already.
What was it?
Wasn't it like... Oh, dude, I swear we've been saying it. Cuck.
Cuck, yeah.
Cuck is November's word.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be used as much as yeehaw. September's was dope, and August was kids, and then July was bitches.
Yeah.
This is going to be an explicit podcast, ain't it?
That's just how it is. Life just be like that.
Yeah. I mean, words of the month are fun.
Yes. They just kind of happen.
Yeah.
You become fixated, and by the time the month's almost over, you realize that you've been saying one word, like, so often. I don't know if anybody... Maybe it's because, like, our friend group just does that. Like, just part of our humor is to fixate on a word and, like, just use it until we get so sick of it. But, like...
I feel like I'll never get sick of yeehaw.
Yeehaw's just good. I saw a post the other day on Tumblr.
Was that the ha-yee one?
No. It was like... But it was just, like, something about, like, if you're gay and... whatever, dude. Something about being gay, and I was like, ooh, relatable, gay culture. And then it just said, can I get a yeehaw? And I was just like, yeehaw!
Yeah, no, there's this thing on Twitter that I saw. It was like, when he yeehaws for you, but he won't ha-yee.
Yikes. I don't want to know what that means.
I mean, it's just an innocent little yeehaw, you know?
Just, yeah, but ha-yee, just, that's not innocent. There's something about that that's, like, morally wrong.
What was the moment you yeehawed the most? Like, not, you know, actually yeehawed, but, like, what was your yeehaw moment?
Of my life? Or, like, of the month?
Let's do it past month.
Yeehaw moment of the month?
Yeehaw moment of the month.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like October's been pretty shit. I don't know if I've yeehawed this month.
I feel like you have.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeehawed when you finished your book.
Oh, yeah, I fucking yeehawed. I was yeehaw, dude. I was yeehawing, like, all over the floor, like... Yeah, I actually, you know what, like, the first half of that book, I read Carry On because my friend Abby recommended it. It's pretty good if you like wizards, and stuff. It's just like that fantasy. It's like the childhood fantasy stuff that I never got to read as a kid because I was never into reading up until like sixth grade, and by that time, like, I felt like I was too old for that.
Yeah.
But now, like, this is a book for, like, young adults, and it's gay, so.
Yeah, no, I read half of the book, and I was like,
the first half
I'm
is literally
fucking bored.
Annoying and boring.
Yeah.
I was like, when is the, like, you have to, literally, I wasn't happy until, like, chapter six. I'm not, okay, that sounds so mean. Like, I was interested enough, because I knew it was, yeah, and I, like, kind of liked the whole, like, fairy tale element of it, like the magical element, because like
I need to try reading it again.
Magic's
really,
real, bro.
Yeah, it is.
You should read it. I'll lend it to you.
I need
but
to
yeah,
try to read it again.
Like, I liked it. I did like it, and so yeah, no, I was just really happy with the ending. And apparently, another yeehaw moment. I found out it might get a sequel
because
the author's apparently been hinting at like sequel dialogue and whatever.
Can I get a yeehaw?
Yeehaw! Hit him with the whip.
Woo! That's another thing that we've been doing. Claire, I'm white, of course. If it wasn't obvious already, because of that.
The Rice Krispies?
No, the fucking camera, dumb bitch.
Oh.
See, there's our word of the month coming back. And our friend Claire was like, "You whip like a white person." And I looked at her, I'm like, "It's because I am white." Hit him with a whip! Woo!
So, like, that's just something we do.
Yeah.
Like, out of the blue, we'll just tell the other person to
hit him
with
the
whip. And then we just do a really bad whip.
Yeah.
And sometimes we listen to music, make eye contact, and we know we're both waiting for, like, some, like, significant part of the song to happen just so we can whip to it. It's kind of embarrassing, but also, you know, it's an action of affection. That's how we show affection. We just
whip.
Whip.
I think that was definitely one of my yeehaw moments of the month. But I think another yeehaw moment was I did whip at Fall Out Boy. I saw Fall Out Boy
past
yeehaw. Week.
That's a yeehaw.
It's like the only yeehaw of my life. Like, it was so good. And I whipped as the confetti rained down on me, which sounds very dramatic, but I was all sweaty and disgusting and I had beer dropped on me. So, I mean, pretty good day. Okay, another thing. Why is beer and alcohol so expensive at, like, the ACC and Rogers Center? It's like, you can go to the LCBO, it's like $3. You go to a restaurant, it's like $7 to $9. Here, it's like $15 for a Corona.
If only we lived in Germany, you would be so happy. Beer's cheaper than water there.
I know.
My dad always tells me that. It's so funny because, like, we have so many, like, beer steins, like, from Germany. Like, we just pass them down throughout our family. Like, I have a couple of them. But, like, I don't know about my grandpa, because I don't really care for him. But my dad has never been a beer person. Like, even though he's 100% German, like, grew up in Germany, like, but he just doesn't, like, he's a wine person. He's very much, like, a wine person.
So he's literally my dad?
I know, we have the same dad.
That's what...
The first time Kate saw my dad, she's like, is your dad the German version of my dad? Like, essentially, yeah. Because
I'm Italian, my dad's from Italy, his dad's from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's from the south of Italy, while your dad's from...
South of Germany.
So, what we decided was southern Germans are, like, northern Italians. And then, yeah, so, like, you know, it coincides kind of thing. So, like, since... You know, your dad's kind of, like, got that southern vibe. He's, like, got a little bit of Italy in him, you know? Yeah, my dad's from, like, the coast in, like, way down where, like, the heel of the boot is in Calabria, so.
Yeah.
That's fun. A yeehaw mom was when I ate pasta the other day.
You what? Sorry, that, like, I, like, totally zoned out. Did you say you yeehawed when you ate pasta?
Pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta!
Sorry!
You dumb manja kick.
That's me. That's
you. But yeah, I yeehawed when I ate pasta. I really like pasta.
I know you do. It's in your blood. You crave it.
My blood is...
Crave that noodle.
Red wine and pasta flows through my veins.
What's in
biology?
What's in my veins?
That white sausage.
That white sausage? yes. I actually really like that. Like, that's
it's good.
Like, sometimes I go to the German delicatessen and they have, like, pre-made food that you can get, like, heated up and whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, rewarmed or whatever.
True.
And then, like, whenever I go there, they have, like, hot dogs and, like, different types of, like, wurst. So, I always get, I don't even know what the fuck it is. I just, the white sausage. I'm just like, it's bomb. It just tastes so good.
I watched a video on Oktoberfest and like, I found out what it was called, but I literally forget. Yeah. You
know, wait, what the festival is called? Oktoberfest.
No. The sausage. They were talking about the sausage.
Oh, breakfast? Is it breakfast?
The white one. I don't know what it's called. It had a name. Comment down below if you know. There's no comment section, honey, but you can just comment down below.
Bratwurst. I think it's Bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
My German pronunciation is poo-poo caca garbage.
Big butthole
Big
garbage.
Big butthole garbage, man. But like, man, I wish I knew German. My German is, my pronunciation, for the most part, is better than my brother's. But their vocabulary, they're more or less fluent. Like, they can speak. I mean, sometimes their grammar's a bit poo-poo caca, but other than that... Kate burping like nonstop. Like before we started this podcast, like she like it was like ripping waves through her body. Like she would burp like every 30 seconds, like loud. I'm not even talking like little burp, like, oh excuse me. I'm talking like big burp, like it shakes the ground.
Like well rounded, of course.
Yeah.
I could win a competition with that.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting, but
if there was a competition for that, there has to be.
Burping competition, boys.
Boys.
Yeah. Oh man.
My mom wants to sign my little brother up for
a burping competition?
No, eating competition.
I need to sign up for one of those.
I know you do.
I really do. Oh my god. Okay, so we went for Japanese curry the other week, day, I don't know when.
Yeah, last week.
And my friend was like, yeah, it'll fill you up. It doesn't look like a lot, but it'll fill you up. And I ate two. Like two plates.
And they have like a champion king's like whatever where you get like
everything
on the menu
much,
basically.
On top of it, like two katsus, like
and I saw it. I was like, Kate can just eat that. That's like not a big like Kate
That's
can
not
eat
a
that.
Challenge.
And then Jessica, who was like, that's a lot, was like, no, she can't.
And
it's like no, like Kate can eat anything. Okay. Kate can like eat nonstop. There's only been a few times
I'm
where I've ever been like
right now.
I know you are. You're always hungry. There's only ever been a few times where Kate's like, no, I'm full.
Yeah. And that's only usually when I'm sick. Like, when I feel kind of sick. But then again, I'll eat, like, half of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just... I'm a bottomless pit. I don't know how I don't weigh, like, 700 pounds. Like, I really don't get it.
You exercise.
Yeah, that's true.
Kate skis.
I went for a run today.
I've never skied in
my life. I gotta take you this winter. It's so much fun.
I'm scared. I don't want to die.
You won't.
Too speedy can't stop.
I teach children, okay? Like, okay. I can teach you. Yeah, I teach kids at a local ski hill, and...
It's not really local, it's...
I mean, it's local enough.
Yeah. We don't really have mountains here in Ontario.
There's not.
We have rolling hills.
The closest mountains to us are the Adirondacks in New York State, which are, like, Vermont.
Do we have any mountains?
In Ontario, no.
What about Quebec?
Quebec? I don't know if they're considered mountains. Like,
I literally just think they're big hills.
Like, you've got Mont Bromont, Mont Tremblant, like, Mont Saint Anna and stuff, but, like, I don't know if they're called mountains, because Blue Mountain is called
Blue
Mountain. Blue
Mountain, but it's not a mountain.
And that's on the Niagara Escarpment.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really know. Like, when you're talking, like, Ontario skiing, it's, like, the Bunny Hills out west. Like, out west, you're talking, like, it's going to take you, like, 15 to 20 minutes to get down from the top.
Oh my god.
And it's, you can stop and have lunch.
Oh my god.
Yeah. In Quebec, it's like, I don't know. I think the fastest we've gotten down, me and my dad, would be like 5 minutes because speedy McSpeedsters.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if you take your time and you actually, you know, ski well. I mean, we ski well, but, you know. You can take it like 10 minutes on one of their longest runs. It's pretty fun.
That's
pretty cool. Quebec's so nice. It's so corrupt, but I love Quebec so much.
The mafia is strong there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's just the people there are just.
They're nice.
They don't like English-speaking Canada, but, like, when you're there and you're, like, talking to them, like, and you're, like, they're really nice people, like,
yeah.
you can just go to downtown Montreal and, like, walk,
yeah.
And if you make eye contact with someone, they just say hi to you.
Yeah.
Like, Toronto, it's kind of, like,
it's just,
Toronto's rude.
Everyone each to their own. Like,
yeah.
I've never met so many bitter people in my life.
I know.
And I'm bitter myself.
Yeah.
So, I just.
And it's weird because, like, but then again, like, on the scale of bitterness, we're still Canadian.
Oh, yeah, we're still Canadian.
You know, so...
I think one of the crazy things, I was actually thinking about this today, is, like, I guess security in the subways.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never thought about it, but technically, like, you're getting onto a large metal-moving vehicle just like you would a...
Airplane?
Airplane, or, like, a Greyhound bus, or, like, you know, some Greyhound is a bus service.
It's a coach bus.
Yeah, coach bus service.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
coach,
yeah. It's like it gets you from point A to point B, and it costs like $50. Anyway, so I was thinking about that today. I'm like, literally anyone on this subway could set a bomb, could like kill someone, but we live in Canada, so it's assumed that we won't. And
we
don't usually don't
have, like, it's not that we don't have crime here. We definitely have crime. But the thing is, like, it's, and we still get worried. Like, we don't, we're like, oh, maybe, like, it's kind of weird to be out late at night. But at the same time, it's like, in Toronto, it's not weird to be out past midnight.
It really
It's
isn't.
Still busy outside. Yeah. Like, there's still people,
like,
out and about.
Me and Beige, we went to this really fun bar called Einstein, which is on the University of Toronto campus.
Turn up.
Turn up. Beige kept ordering shots.
Okay,
it was a day.
I was out of control.
Anyways, literally, even then, we, like, caught the last streetcar back to my house.
Mm-hmm.
We were fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's literally, like, even though it's late, like, every once in a while, maybe a drunk person will, like, try to talk to you or whatever, just because, like, people are getting out of the bars or whatever. But, like, it's never, like, horrible. I'm not saying that we don't have bad crime or that crime isn't an issue. Like, obviously it is.
There's crime.
There's crime everywhere, but...
But there's more fires and stuff than there is crime here.
Oh, my God.
There's so many fires.
There's so many fires on the subway. Like, you would think,
it's
wow,
because
that
people...
was, like, a weird sound. Did you hear that? It was, like, Donald Duck. Like,
that's a weird sound. But the thing is, there's so many fires on the subway because people throw their trash into the tracks, and the tracks are electric, so then, like, when the train comes over,
there's
it catches.
Fire. I know, and it always happens at Lansdowne Station.
Mm-hmm.
No other station has as many fires as Lansdowne. But
I feel like another thing to talk about
they like
with the TTC is there's the useful lines, which include a straight line and a U jutting out of the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then there's the not useful line.
I mean, they're useful for some people, just...
But not really.
Because they're, like, so far out of the city.
Like, there's this one... I mean, if you want to Google, just Google TTC map and you'll understand what we're talking about. But there's a purple line that just juts out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm just like...
Is it Scarborough?
No, Scarborough is the blue.
Oh,
I don't even know. I'm talking that, like, purple and the juts out of, like, where Finch is.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, anyways, it's...
I literally don't look at the map. I just kind of... I don't really go anywhere.
I mean, it's second nature now. Like, whenever I'm trying to go westbound,
mm-hmm.
I always go eastbound because I think I'm going downtown to class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
But yeah, like, generally, like, I never really go to the top of the Young University line.
Yeah.
I
never have, I don't think.
Because I generally, like, if I was going to, like, North York, I would just go on Bathurst and take a bus north.
Yeah.
Instead of just going north by the subway and then
getting off.
And then, I mean, technically it's faster to go by subway, but I would always just take the bus. Because I hate transferring, like, so many times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't. The subway system. Okay, the subways, like, further north, though, on the University line or the Young line, they're, like, open air, like,
they're
really
nice
to, like, comfortable to be in. Like, they feel like a subway that's, like, breathable.
Whereas you've got this station called Dundas West, which is one that we go to a lot, and it just smells like McDonald's.
Oh, they were gonna say it smells like shit, because,
I mean, it does.
The station St.
Patrick's
stinky.
You
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, if there is a Torontonian listening to it, which I highly doubt unless it's one of our friends.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Station literally smells like a baby's butthole. Like, sorry, it's disgusting.
You get out, and you're like, cool, whatever, and you go up the stairs get off, or, like, get onto
like
the street, and then you, like, say, yeah, like, you're heading on to, like, whatever, Dundas. Not Dundas.
University, whatever.
Yeah, university. And you're just like, this...
Smells like poop.
You know what else is worse?
What?
We have, right by our school, and when you get off at St. Patrick, there's a police station.
That's true. Yeah.
The police station always
stinks. Don't know why.
I guess
they don't shower there, but that's okay.
There's,
I'm not judging them at all.
They're just like that. But,
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, like, there's not a day where it hasn't smelled bad.
Yeah.
In the 2 years that we've been going to the school, there's not a single day where it hasn't smelled bad.
It's disgusting.
It's really gross.
That's crazy, 2 years?
Yeah, it's basically, it's almost been, well, 1.5.
1.5, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, wow.
We're almost,
I haven't learned a thing.
We're halfway down our degree.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
Please hire me on your job.
2.5 more years. Woo-hoo.
And I can't network for shit. All my other classmates, like double the followers I have. Like, hundreds of comments. Me, like, no followers.
Yeah.
No comments. No likes.
I'm just like,
it's okay. I'll find a way to network. I feel like one of the reasons I'm don't. You have to make fan art. You really do.
Yeah.
Like, and it, like,
I mean, how hard is it for you to make Voltron fan art, though? Like, aren't you obsessed with that?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's tiring. Like, I haven't even watched season 4 because I've just been so tired.
Yeah,
like,
you literally have a Voltron blog. Like, your blog is literally a Voltron
blog.
This is going to get posted on a Voltron blog.
I don't know.
And that's okay.
Okay, thank you for it. Thank you for it.
Because your mutuals are nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shorky. You're the best.
Shorkfucker.
You gotta play games with us sometime.
You have a nickname in our friend group. We're literally like, is Sharky gonna come play?
Is Sharky gonna come play?
Oh, bitch, is your Sharky friend gonna come play?
Yeah, Sharky gonna play?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's fun. One thing we've been having a lot of fun doing is those Jackbox games.
Yeah.
Did not realize how fun they were until you play them at, like, 11 p.m. on Skype. Like, you don't realize how much you miss human interaction and your friends until you play Jackbox games 11 p.m. on Skype while all your other friends are in other cities.
Yeah, it's actually, it's great because it's real time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not, like, I feel like the first thing anybody ever asks, like, it's just the way it is because it's such a big part of our life, but the first thing anybody asks is, like, how's school?
Yeah.
I feel like I always say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're just playing a game, like, that shit doesn't matter. Like,
exactly.
You're so into Jackbox. Like, it's all about the jokes and the humor and, like, what's
mm-hmm.
happening. Like, it doesn't, it's such a good distressor.
It is.
And, like, you're spending time with your friends. It's like you're being in the same room. It just
yeah,
feels
yeah,
so
yeah.
good.
Like,
yeah.
that's, oh my God, right now we're planning our Christmas party. For the holidays, which is, like, the highlight of every year.
Yeah.
Except, oh, we're also playing my birthday. We don't know that really, but yeah. Playing our Christmas party. And I mean, it's gonna be fun. Invite everyone. Gonna play some Jackbox games.
We're gonna make a game.
We're making a game, actually.
A
board game. Not to give away too much, because other people might
oh, yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
But,
is this
here it comes.
After, if we do a podcast after, that which we will.
We should do a podcast with our friends. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I totally want to do that, the shower thing.
Oh my God.
But the thing is, we all have to be in the same room. We all have to be.
That's okay. We'll be fine.
You know what I mean? Or we should just, yeah.
We're going on a tangent. I'm sorry.
That's the whole point of this.
We've been wanting to, like, do this podcast for probably, like, over a year. Just because we have dumb conversations, as you probably can tell, because we're 40 minutes in.
Are we actually?
We're 40 minutes
in. That's really long. We've just been talking, like, nonstop.
But, I mean, I guess that's why people listen to podcasts. Lauren Rollett, if you don't listen to this podcast, I'm going to shank
you. If you don't promote us, Lauren Rollett, what are we friends for?
You love podcasts. We call you the podcast queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, I don't know, we've kind of just been like, let's do a podcast. We always have so many, like, podcast ideas, but then when
yeah.
it comes time to, like, write them down or execute them,
they just don't
it's work out.
Partly because we're just really big procrastinators.
Yeah.
Like, it's
the fact that this is even happening right now is a miracle.
I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's because we ordered these. And I had to order that dumb thing off of Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Which, fun fact of the day, my favorite thing in the world is Amazon Prime because everything can get delivered in a day. This is not sponsored.
I wish it was.
Oh my God, I wish. But if you have Amazon Student, if you've already done it, you get a 6-month free trial with either a student ID, some form of, like, acceptance letter, or a student email. And I did Amazon Student last year for 6 months, had it till, like, May. I was like,
best thing I've ever done.
It was great. I loved it. Like, if I forgot something for a class, I could just order it and literally be here the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sad. I'm like, I'm not going to pay $40 and then, you know, pay more money to get stuff. Like, I could spend that $40 on something else instead of free shipping. So I tested it the other day. I made a new Amazon account with a new email, put in the same student email I used to get Amazon Student for 6 months, and it worked.
Got it again.
But
the thing about Amazon, they're so forgiving. Like,
they really are.
The other day when I was ordering my book
and
whatever.
Apple.
True. When I was ordering my book and whatever, I don't know why, it suggested 2-day shipping and it didn't say anything about being on Prime. Like, it just made it seem like I could just have the free 2-day shipping. And I was like, oh, okay. So I clicked it. But then it turns out I agreed to sign up for Prime again.
Yep.
So I was like, oh no, I don't want that because I saw it on my bill statement. So I just told Amazon, like, I don't want it anymore. And they just refund you. You could literally be on Amazon, want the 2-day shipping, like, just for one thing. They'll bill you for it. And then you say, no, I don't want Amazon Prime. And you get your money back. You can just do this constantly. It's like a cheat, a life hack, if you will.
I did that with Apple once, because there's this trick for iPhones where, to get more space, you try and download a really long movie.
Lord of the Rings.
I rented Lord of the Rings 8 times. I got my money back 8 times.
Isn't there that one time you actually...
No, I did.
Rented it?
Yes, I rented it 8 times accidentally.
Oh, damn.
Because I kept doing it, and I don't know why. I don't know why I just automatically went. Anyways. Thank you, Apple. I love you. Wink, wink, nudge. I don't actually.
You caused me so many issues.
Oh, my God.
Apple's expensive. It makes me angry.
My computer, which is what this is being recorded on right now, I can have, which is a big part of my life, I'll have InDesign open and Google Chrome open. It'll be like, overheat, 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 overheat. Turn on the fans. And I'll, like, turn fans. I'm like, oh, my God. You cost $3,000.
My laptop just... Oh my God, normally my laptop is pretty quiet, but I was watching like my brother and me, like their season show, and my laptop was like overheating.
It was.
But as soon as I turned the tab of that video, it stopped. I was like, what was making it work so hard? Like, it's just a video. Like, no other thing will. I mean, every once in a while it will. I mean, over the summer when it was actually just hot in general, that's when my laptop would overheat. But like right now.
If I have like InDesign and Photoshop open, it's like, hello?
I'm breathing really hard over here.
I'm like, yeah, me too, dude. I'm doing this assignment last minute.
Every assignment ever.
Oh, man. So, I mean, what are your Halloween plans? What are we doing?
Yeah. Because we don't have any. Let's do... I mean, Del Toro.
We do. We're going to go see Del Toro. We're going to make margarita-esque situations with...
our makeshift margaritas.
We've got these really good lemon popsicles. They're Frutari lemon popsicles. So we're going to take
those.
Are
they lime or lemon?
Lemon.
They're bomb. They're so fucking good.
Yeah. We're going to blend those up with a bit of mint and a shot of tequila and just see how it goes.
Yeah. And then there was like this recipe for like blackberry gin where you just let the blackberries sit in the gin for a week. And apparently it tastes really good.
Yeah.
So we bought gin. We're going to try that out. Yeah. Going to ferment that shit.
Ferment.
Legit. And then what else were we thinking of doing? Oh.
Pina coladas.
Pina colada. I love pina colada. Like, I know that's so basic, but like, they're just good.
They
like,
do taste good.
They're just really good.
We should go shopping tomorrow for stuff.
Yeah. We can't find Pillsbury fucking cookies anywhere.
Anywhere.
We've been looking for Pillsbury cookies. Like, we always crave
them. You know the ones. The ones with, like, the pumpkins on it and the ghosts.
Like, the seasonal sugar cookies or whatever.
They're so good.
They're so fucking good. And we can never find them. Like, our one friend, Claire, her mom has them. Has them. Like, where are they getting them from?
I feel like it's just a mayonnaise person, like, sense.
They just know where they are.
They just know where they are.
They sense them. Oh my God, my mom never bought me. Okay, I was talking to my mom about them the other day. And I was just like, Mom, like, I need to buy those cookies. Like, if we go to the grocery store, like, I need to buy this. And my mom told me, like, hey, why do you like to eat those? I thought you hated them. And I was like, no, like, I've always, all the other kids got to have them.
You know what's gross, though? The cookies with, like, okay, everyone says they're the best cookies on planet Earth. Those fucking, like, sugar cookies with that like pink frosting.
That's fucking nasty.
They're
those taste so
gross.
Bad. The aftertaste is disgusting.
It just tastes like chemicals. Like, why don't you make your own? I mean, if I made my own, okay, I'd make my own sugar cookie. I'd do like a chai sugar cookie.
Oh yeah.
With like a, I don't even know, like a chai spice glaze type situation.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe like some like ground cinnamon on top. Like, there you go. Simple. That's like another way to do that. Actually, one time, I made cookies and I made them really small. I put them all in a bowl and ate them like popcorn.
Wow. Oh, like the Chips Ahoy, like bite-sized snack things?
Yeah, but I just baked them into like balls.
That's fun.
Ooh. They were good. Ooh. But anyways, I guess if you are listening to this and you made it this far, what are your Halloween plans?
Do you like Pillsbury cookies?
Yeah, do you like Pillsbury cookies?
Do you
cookies?
Like those nasty sugar cookies with the fucking frosting?
If you do,
don't continue to listen. Like, I don't want your views.
Okay,
No, I'm joking. We respect all people's opinions here. We're very open-minded and liberal, so.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
But yeah. No, but I don't know. They just taste chemical. You're right.
They're
they really
so
do.
So gross.
Yeah. But yeah. And if you have a suggestion for a starting topic next week.
So, we went from Halloween back to Halloween. We circled. But I don't even remember what we talked about for that. We talked about the TTC, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what
talked
I was
about the
say.
TTC.
Cookies.
Cookies. We talked about art school,
oh,
which...
Yeah. Plagiarism.
Plagiarism. If you're in art school, hit us up.
Yeah.
We can be relatable. It's relatable. I feel like all art students have this kind of bond.
Yeah.
Because everything's, like, laid out the same.
Yeah.
We talked about what we're doing for Halloween. That was Halloween.
Dreams. Yeah. Bad dreams.
Dreams, bad dreams.
Microwave. We talked
microwave.
About the microwave.
Right.
What else? I honestly...
I don't know. We need to recap this. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because that's just what deep diving is. It's stirring.
Maybe we should put the recap or like the topics listed like in like a text box or like a description area, and we'd always just have like the timestamps.
Exactly.
So people are like don't want to listen to certain things.
Yeah.
You could just skip it. Like it's good. Like
we're trying to like not make this podcast about our lives. Most
I feel like that's what we ended up talking about.
We ended up
doing,
but I feel like it related to a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're trying not to make it about our lives because we feel like that's boring.
We're literally just talking. It's like a hangout. You know what I
mean?
Like you come listen to us.
Yeah.
And you know what? Will you interact? Like send us stuff and we'll like talk about them because then it gives us things to talk about and then we're reacting to what you talk about and like it's just fun. It's like we're hanging out. We're friends.
Send us a message because, you know, we can start talking.
Yeah.
Skype.
Ooh,
we can have you on the podcast.
Girl.
Yeah,
it's just fun. It's just fun to just talk.
I feel like it's a friend thing. Yeah, I feel like
it's
just a way to kind of like put a memory stamp on something.
Yeah.
But also, you know, get thoughts out that you were thinking that like.
That have been sitting there all week and now's your chance to talk
like,
about it.
It's time.
Release the Kraken. But
So this has been the Nameless Podcast.
It'll have a name eventually.
Eventually we'll figure it out.
But yeah. Thanks for listening. If you stuck around for the whole thing, that's actually really amazing. Like, you get, like, a cookie or something.
Hit us up on Tumblr. I'm Cozy Skier.
All the letters and likes.
And shoot us a message. We're going to post this on Tumblr. Probably the only people listening are, like, shouts out to, like, maybe Kathleen, if you're listening, because you might listen. I don't know.
Just any mutuals. If you're a mutual and you listen, kudos.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Claire Abbott's gonna listen to this. She's gonna be on this the next time. She wanted to go home, even though I bought 5 boxes of cereal.
She was like,
and
I'm gonna be
tart.
Here for the cereal.
Yeah,
and
like,
then we're like, okay, we got the cereal. She's like, I'm going home. Okay, bye.
Bye.
yeah.
Anyway, so Claire, we'll see you next week. You get to meet Claire. She's pretty funny. She's what we call a mayonnaise person on the outside, but not on the inside.
Genetically not 100%
genetically
mayonnaise,
not mayonnaise.
But the flavor is mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Alright. Thanks for listening. How are we at 50 minutes last night?
I know.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good week.
Bye. I love you, Mom.